A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 28th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the succession dispute in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the succession dispute in the ruling ZANU-PF party as the battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe. What's up?
Speaking at the Women's League National Assembly meeting at the ZANU-PF headquarters in Harare yesterday, First Lady Grace Mugabe challenged President Robert Mugabe to name his successor in order to end factionalism in the party.
Also speaking at the same gathering, President Robert Mugabe, who is also Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defence Forces, said the military has no right to interfere in politics and should air its views according to the dictates of the country's constitution.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kula wasandu kusikuma zuluka ndaba. Lamtanje kisikoka ngotaba lo muntu okumele tate iskula sikamwa ngameli Robert Mugabe. Sizwile izolo ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe siti umangameli Robert Mugabe kumele aveze umuntu ozithatha lezo skula. Abanye bathi hayi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kade sikhulumela nje. Abanye bathi hayi ukhuluma ke into ngani uyayazi ngoba laye kukhanya ngazani bathi uyasifuna leso sikhundla. Siyakwazi ukuthi kuZANU-PF kuyalwiswana khona ngale Blessing. Kulama factions amabili enye angkhona kuthiwa ikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mugabe ebizwa kuthiwa iGeneration 40. Kuzobuya ke enye kuthiwa iTeam Lacoste ekuthiwa ikhokhelwa nguVice President Emerson Mnangagwa. Asazi kuzala ngkombani mfowethu.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa bata murefu, bata mpfupi, bata mukobvu, bata mutete iri mubato reZANU-PF. Chikonzerwa izvo nekuti ndiani achatora tsvimbo yava Mugabe kana kuti chigaro chavo kana vachinge vasiya basa. Iko zvino panonzi pane kunetsana kunotyisa pakati pevari kunzi vari ku inonzi Team Lacoste inotungamirwa iyo nemwe mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuchiti vamwe vari kuchikwata chiri kunzi icho Generation 40 chinosanganisirawo vaSidney Sekeramai vanonzi ndo vakuda kunzi vapinde panyanga kana vaMugabe vasiya chigaro. Kunewo muzvinafundo Jonathan Moyo vari kunzi vari kwekoko G40 vaSevia Kasukuwere, mumwe mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPelekezela Mpoko na iwo amai Grace Mugabe. Amai Mugabe ndo vanenge vakaita kuti paite boabo rakanyanya nezuro apo vakati vaMugabe vanofanira kunge vachidoma munhu anovatsiva. Zvakaratidza zvakapa kuti vamwe vafunge kuti pada vanga vachifunga kuti vangapinde panyanga vaMnangagwa vangapinde ipapo. Uye vaMugabewo vakabva vataurawo kuti vakuru vemauto havafaniri kunge vachipindira munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Takamboona kukandirana makobvu nematete pakati pava Jonathan Moyo nemukuru wemauto General Constantino Chiwenga. Asi hapana ari kuziva kuti zvinhu zvinozoguma sei. Gibbs vamwe vatataura navo nhasi vati vari kutyira kuti munyika munogona kusagadzikana kana nyaya iyoyi ikasabatwa zvakanaka. Gibbs.
Yes, yakwazi kuti kule ndawo zinjalo vo Nigeria indawo zinjalo kujalo kwa lemamilitary coups kona kodwa siletemba lokuti Zimbabwe ngakusazohambe njalo. So ke okwamanje we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Douglas Mahia. He is a war veterans spokesman. He belongs to the National War Veterans Association. So we've got him. Mr. Mahia, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Mahia, we understand the Liberation War veterans had an explosive meeting in Harare. What was this all about?
It was about our worry in terms of what journey we went through and the initial social contract that caused the people, young people of Zimbabwe of my age, to be able to brave to handle or hold a gun and fire against an enemy. The understanding, the ideology, the structure, these are the things that we are worried about because they were done by the people. In other words, you want to understand what ZANLA is or ZIPRA is. They are a revolutionary force, a people's power to turn around the wheel of political or the political development in Zimbabwe in the benefit of the ordinary member of the society of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But some might say you created a monster and it is rather too late for you now to talk about democracy in ZANU-PF.
They think that we created a monster the moment they think that it was ill for people of Zimbabwe to fought the revolution. One. Two, such people do not understand the process or stages of the revolution. Every revolution has got a stage, like the Zimbabwean revolution had the guerrilla warfare stage, and then the consolidated the zones that we had liberated, those were the liberated zones, and the period of political consolidation, which came about as a result of the Lancaster House Constitution. So those are stages of the revolution. It is that stage of the revolution in which we are. And you need to give those stages of the revolution time. So for anybody who is politically literate must understand that you can never blame people for taking part in the first stages of a revolution because this stage of the revolution would have not been reached.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
So looking at what is happening in ZANU-PF, Mr. Mahia, don't you see that these kind of fights will end up turning physical? Is that possible?
Well, normally a person like me who is militarily inclined will want to see things as they happen. But what we can only talk about is what is it that must be done in order to avoid things that we think are at the people's disadvantage. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we can talk about. And those things are the interpretation of the structure of the revolution, the value that must be given to the revolutionary structure of Zimbabwe, because the people who occupied positions in the revolutionary structure, they understand very well the initial social contract which must be implemented in the stages of the revolution. In any case, those are people who were tested and tried, and we still believe that they will respect the principles upon which our revolution was based.
Now we understand that the so-called G40 faction is pushing for President Robert Mugabe to appoint Defense Minister Sydney Sekeramai is his apparent. Do you have any problems with Mr. Sekeramai? He's a war veteran like yourself.
It is not about an individual. It is not about participation in the liberation struggle. It is about the sacredness of the structure of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Comrade Sekeramai knows that. When I say the sacredness of the structure of the revolution, it is the structure that was taught to the society of Zimbabwe during the liberation struggle. And at the helm of the structure was Robert Mugabe, and followed by Vamuzina. And as we go down until we get to the to where Sekeramai was, mm-hmm. And for Sekeramai to think that at some point he may be more acceptable than those who were senior to him. What it means, kwatiri isusu kuti ndo kwatiri tukupanduka ikoko.
But who is more senior? Are you talking of about Mr. Mnangagwa here?
Yeah, we are talking about the revolutionary structure without actually pointing at Mnangagwa at all, but the revolutionary structure. But should you ask me a question about the revolutionary structure, explicitly I will give it to you.
You can go ahead, tell us who is who.
Yes. Let me give you an example of what happened in the past up to until when the president became president. It was then that he was the most senior person who was alive after Anawachi people and all the other people. So that is how he occupied the highest position. And in our case, we have at the top, because the president was number one. Mm-hmm. Ramzindana was number two. The number three person was Mnangagwa, who was the assistant, the special assistant in the president's office. Mm-hmm. And we go down until we get to Kunana Ashoko and all these other people.
Mm-hmm. So, to make a long story short,
if ever Zimbabwean society would want to understand, they must swallow today, must swallow its pride and accommodate yesterday, which is when the revolution happened, in order to have it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Stay on the line. I think Gibbs, we have our second guest. That is Mr. David Ndlovu, ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Evening.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Mr. Ndlovu, there is this succession dispute, if we may call it that, in your party, ZANU-PF. What is your take on all that is happening, the factionalism and all? Can it end?
As far as I'm concerned, it's no dispute at all. My feeling is that these things are exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
In that we have these things said by people who don't understand the party constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The party constitution is very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Says that leaders are elected at the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Congress which comes up with leadership, mm-hmm. and not individuals between Congress. And all I can say is that individuals are free to campaign for any other person.
Mm-hmm.
And it is only the Congress which has the final say as to who is going to be the leader, mm-hmm. of the party after the next Congress. Between that, well, people are free, mm-hmm. to air their minds, and we all listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maska ngene kodwa Ndlovu ukangazani lapha phela sokuhanjwa lapha ngoba sizwile izolo unkosikazi Grace Mgabe sithi umongameli kumele ajo ukuthi umuntu oza ngena esikhundleni zakhe ngubani. So konoko kodwa nxa abantu sina sikulalela siyabe sibona ukuthi lapha kule nkinga la akula exaggeration enjani.
No, what I'm saying, she merely expressed her views. Ukulume isifiso sakhe. Zobe jide uthena. Nxa engakhetha umuntu. That's why ethe engakhetha umuntu sizamkhampeynela. Nxa ekuthiwa engakhetha umuntu kuthe kuphelele khona bengasuka fake ibala lenela. Anduthe engaqhamba ibhiza ngasebenzisa amba zakhe. Hawu ibhiza lelo lami ngizagijima sibili ukuthi campaigning. Kutsho ukuthi nxa esithi ngoba bekhuluma ngokuthi upresident lakhe njengemember yephathi yonke eku-senior position ulelungelo lokuthi ngombono wakhe ongafanela ungaba ngubani. Kungatsho ukuthi engatsho njalo sokungena lo. Ngaye sikho lokhu bengikakhuluma i-campaign andibhotule mvume yokuthi mina ngibone ubani. But ngiyakwazi i-influence yabo ikhona of course njenge-president. But I'm sure with the party constitution, not quite constitution, but Ayila provision is there.
Mm-hmm. Aisha, I call you a pleasant.
Tozoga Kamuri, Vama here. Vama here, Muripo, Baronar. Vama
here?
Hello? Muripo Baronar, and did you?
Eh.
Okay. Vama here, Van Love, Varuta Royo, Guti, Mtemo. Bumbiro remtemo webato rinotiro vanhu vanochinosarudzwa ku Congress imi murutaura ni structure yekuhondo azizokonzera matambudziko here zvinoreva here kuti vamwe vanhu vakaita sesu kana tikada kupinda muzanu PF hatikwanise kukwikwidza nyangwe tichikwanisa kukwikwidza nekuti pane structure iripo yekuti anga ari pamusoro ndivamugabe zvichidzika zvakadaro.
Handiti tinonzwisisa kuti munhu wese anonzwisisa kuti Zimbabwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko ndo zvemubudiro remutemo wenyika nemutemo wepati kuti hondo yechimurenga is the backbone of the ndipo pakatangira kutambudzikwa kwavanhu vemuzimbabwe kuti vanga vaine kuzvitonga. Saka ndiri kufunga kuti vanhu vanoremekedza periodi iyoyo vave rudzi rwunozikanwa serwunozvitonga. Kana vachida kuti vakaramba kurwuremekedza zvinoreva izvo kuti havachisina basa nevakafa muhondo yechimurenga ivavo kana vavaive navo munozvaonawo kuti havavapi havavaremekedzi sezviri kuitika. Asi kana tikatora kuti hondo yechimurenga ine vana vevanhu vakafa, ine vanhu vakatambudzika vakarasikirwa nezvakawanda vari kumaruwa, zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti zvinoda kuremekedzwa izvozvo. Kunyange kana paine mumwe angazoda kuti apinde haangarambidzwi zvake, asi izvozvo zvikatanga zvaiswawo apa nokutenda ruzhinji rwevanhu vemuzimbabwe rwuri kumaruwa vakafirwa nehama, zvinoitawo kuti zvinhu zvinyanye kunaka kudarika kana vanhu vakazoti newewo uri kudawo kupinda mucentral committee wosenzesa mari yako yawakaba kuti unge uchitenga vanhu kana kukambena nekuti unayo nevakasina mari wovakunda. Izvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vekumaruwa vakarasirwa nezvavakashandisa kuti nyika ine isununguke vange vasingafari kana kuti pave nematambudziko munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika ane vanhu vanenge vachigunununa.
Tinotenda. Regai timboende kuvateereri vedu. Tina mukoma Ephraim. Makadii mukoma Ephraim?
Tinofara. Makadii here?
Aiwa, tiripo. Mukoma Ephraim, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Halo.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Halo.
Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, mukoma Ephraim.
Halo.
Taurai.
Halo. Ya, vamaiya dambudziko ravaita ndirekuti ivo vari kuda kuedza kutaura zvakanga zviri kumashure uku vasingazivi kuti ndo vakazozvichinja vega vakazvitengesera vamugabe zvinhu zvinepezvi nekuti tikatarisa dorore zvinhu zvavari kutaura zvese izvizvi vaakuchitaura nhasi uno vamaiya nekuti vambosendekwa parutivi navamugabe kuti varege ikoyi vari muzanupiefu. Mazuva ese vakanga vari muzanupiefu ndo vakatengesa zvinhu zvese simba rese rikuna vamugabe iri rava kunyika nhasi nekuti ukatarisa iye zvinoizvi chinhu chese chavanotaura kuti one cent of power vakatoitawo vamahiya varimo muzanupiefu zvava kuona iye zvino vaburitswa panze kuti zvakashata. Saka tirikuona sekuti aiwa nguva yavamugabe haisati yakwana yekuti vamugabe vobva chigaro nekutaura kwavakanga vachiita kuti kusvika madhongani ranyanga hatizoti pane dhongi rava nenyanga here rava kuona rinoita kuti vamugabe vachibva chigaro namweya vari kutaura iyoyo yavakutiona ndo yazvingaitaurwa navana vazimbabwe kubva kare iyo vachiita sariki vasingazvizwa vati vasipi yava kuda kukurukura nhasi. Saka zvakanaka izvizvi kuti vanhu vemuzanupiefu vanyime chigaro navamugabe nekuti vakavatengesera simba, simba rese nderavamugabe. Ndosaka muchiona kuti kana vana vamunangagwa vakutaura vanotoziva kuti simba ravataura naro vari kutokwereta kuna vamugabe, vakangofarisa bedzi vamugabe vanongotora simba ravo vesa muhomwe. Saka hatina chatichange kubatsirwa nachine kutaura kwavamahiya vakutaura iye zvinoizvi vachida kudzokera vamashure takazei takadai utungamiriri uda wanga wakati mwana wese wemuzimbabwe ane kodzero yekuita mutungamiriri wenyika kana achinge adikwa navanhu vakanga zvaita vanhu vemdc paya vahwina paya ivo maovhetiwa nezanupiefu ndo vakatoramba nemasimba evanhu vakadzorera kuna vamugabe vaita vamugabe chete. Saka nhasi hatina hurukuro yatinozwa nezvauya vanganya kutibatsiranayo nekuti vari kupinda muzvinhu zvataingotaura hazvitibatsiri nevachitoteerera kuti sinoti kudii tivati vabatsira kuenda mberi nekuti vakadzinga mai mujerum pati vachiti vamukira vamugabe vakadzinga vanhu vakawanda vana vorugare gupo navana mutasa vakutamburawako vakadzinga vaidzi vamukira vamugabe naye vana vamahiya naana mutsangwa ivava vakutanga kutaura nhasi kuti vamugabe vazogara ngakuiswa umwe munhu ngakudi isi sevana vezimbabwe tiri kuti vamugabe kana zanupiefu ichikutonga ngavatonge kusvika madhongamira nyanga unless zanupiefu yabva chigaro hatidi umwe mutungamiriri futi wavakatipa ivo vakati hazvichinje ngaaramba aripo vanyatsoona kuti ndoma rongera vanga vaita saka kutengesa kwavakaita uko kuti vamugadi vatengesa vari kuvanyembera vamugadi vamugadi vasikutengesa vari kutoita zvavakatenderana nevanhu ivava avava saka vamugadi vari right vatorasika gwarande ivava kuda kukorekita vamugadi pazvinhu zvavakavakapava vakarembera ndosaka unoona kuna mukadzi wake zvinezvi ane simba ri kutaura zvaari kutaura kuti vamugadi dedi
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ifrem regai tipe vamwe mukana tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ifrem tichazoti vamahiya vazopindura Gibbs jana aripo parunara
yes lo sizo kuti mbani umekesane halo silobane wesintwini lapho secingweni linjani baba
siyaphila mfowethu kunjani
ngiyaphila ibizo mbani
umakhehlane baba
eh makhehlane zithini
Eh nyaphila fowethu.
Ye akujona ntudaba lapha kuzani PF kulokuxoxozela ukuthize la.
Eh umfowethu ukuxoxozela khonoko ukubeke kahle wasekuqaleni ukuthi umfowethu lo munye ukuthi bona labo mahia yebo aba creator i monster engumgazi engasafuni kusuka esihlalweni. Oso uzowe ukuthi noma esesehlile kuzimela yena ehlile kuholilizwe. Bese bethi bona ngokwenze njalo. Akatomule yena umuntu ozaholilizwe angijabule ukuthi abantu abasenamandla uzala lelo ndlovu ondlovu labo sebekhuluma ngeconstitution iconstitution yale engasase abantu abakumele ungaba khuluma ngeconstitution yibo labo abathi umgadi katomule umuntu okusho lokho ukuthi lokhu ubufazi bokuthi umthetho kuzana usebenzi iconstitution ayisebenzi amandla la uNdlovu akhuluma ngawo ukuthi abantu emakhaya baphatheke empini besithi bayalimpi abasenawo lawo mandla ngoba izani yebancithayo futhi amathubo okuvota abantu abasenalo ilizwi vele lonke seliphuma kuzanu loko konke okwenziwayo kumele kuphume emntweni kamgabi yena esesehluleka lokukhola ilizwi eselibulele futhi
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu makhehlane ungadinelwa kusasa baba
Ngiyabonga mfowethu.
Eh kodwa wena ungahambi khona eMakhehlane. Ubonani kulungiswa njani khona?
Lokho uyabona ukuthi into ukuthi nje akusalungiseki lokho ngoba one voting process is no longer fair ngoba bona labo makarawo abaholi IEC iVEC yizani. Amasoch akikho amapolice akikho bonke yizani so izani has entrenched itself kuma systems aZimbabwe ukuthi izwi le ordinary person alisazwakali sesizo yulinda nje silinde sibone ukuthi uza kwenza nje ngoba manje abantu abonkathi ukugetheleza iformality nje nalana ukuthi uthi asenzene ukhetho uza umhlaba uzasamukela ukuthi nathi sine democracy ukuthi democracy leyo kayikho zero abantu abavoti kathi sabantu basemazweni bacela ukuthi banikeza ithuba lokuvota balobufakazi abavunyelwa ekhaya abasekhaya kwamba abaningi abasoke bavote akuyilandelele kahle kahle uma sokuthiwa kuyarejistra abantu ukuthi bavote uzabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bashiywa phandle
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu makhehlane sibongele kakhulu baba
okay mfowethu
yeah so that was Mr. Makhehlane is calling from South Africa he was saying that you know the problem is that Mr. Mahia and the rest of the war veterans actually created, in his own words, a very big creature that they can't handle now. And that creature is the president. And he says it's so dangerous that they created a man who is now doing whatever he wants. That's why maybe the wife is even talking about some of these issues, you know, concerning succession. So he says ZANU-PF is Zimbabwe, and Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. So for somebody to untangle that kind of situation is so difficult. You cannot even do it because he says Zek and others actually ZANU-PF structures. So at the end of the day, he says the election that is coming is a simple endorsement for the president. So people are just waiting by the sidelines to endorse him, and that's it.
Mr. Maya, are you on the line?
Sure.
You are hearing what people are saying. They seem to be pointing a finger at you, saying that this is your own creation.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that when you are being driven and seated at the back seat, you don't quite understand the rules of the road. And surely, when the driver is supposed to be turning to the left, it is the driver who knows when to indicate. And if he discovers that there is something road in the some that the Zimbabwean revolution had stages. Mm-hmm. All these people that are talking have never been in any revolution. Mm-hmm. Zanla and Zipra have been in a revolution, but the principles that we used are not the principles of our own creation. But we have borrowed the principles from other nations that had similar revolutions and used those principles and allowed the period of development to take place. And in the process, this is when these things happened. And pointing a finger at the world that is simply becoming retrogressive and failing to appreciate what was done by the world that is, especially when you look at sacrificing their only life. Mm-hmm. So really, when you see a person sacrificing his own life, he cannot sacrifice his own life in creating what they are saying has been created and deliberately, but that the process is assisted in the creation of what they are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Let's read what people are posting on our Facebook pages. We've got VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So on VOA Studio 7, we've got Zwine, who writes, "The war veterans should shut up because they are the ones who supported Mr. Mugabe while he was destroying Zimbabwe." And it goes on to say, Mr. Mahia should not tell us lies by saying that Rex Nongo was lower than Emmerson Mnangagwa. And then we've got another person who wrote here, let's see, is Sakile. Sakile writes in Ndebele, "Baza bulala na bona omahia bodwa ngegama lama war veterans. Yibo ababulala ilizwe. Angithi ke umongameli veterans." So what Sakile is saying is, this is what veterans are going to kill each other, mm-hmm. you know, because they are the ones that created all this mess in ZANU-PF. And then we've got another message from Sako Murewa, who says, you know, these war veterans have done what they've done, and they're getting patience, and that's why they're talking like people who own Zimbabwe. They are not the owners of the country. And we can continue reading those, but mm-hmm. let me go to Mr. David Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, nakumbuzo lapho ukuthi abantu bathi yini elayenza ukuthi uMongameli Mugabe abe yikho khona ayikho lamhlanje. Akubaphendule khona.
Abantu bathi yithithi nobani.
Yelina lingabantingazi bezani phela. Yini phela ama-members?
No, see, now what I'm saying is that now, I want to work it. You see, the problem now is gone. I'm a party zone. I'm gone. Now, because I'm a PS, I'm the kid to work a kid. And now I want to work on the PS, expect to do some PS as a kid to work a kid. But by the way, we didn't have to do this. But then it would be wrong. Which is cool, man. Which is structure, says on the PS. Prior to units are sitting down. Bwenga nigeabe mga kodanga loko.
Mm-hmm.
But tina soku sibega sisa kumekwede ni sikangi. Azira sifiso soku tukunyo ngute Mozambique kwa kumenjani. Wadati sakuma nguti Zambia kwa kumenjani.
Mm-hmm.
That is the structure sasila so. Wuzi prasite. So, asikunme asi structure.
Mm-hmm.
Oka atikile nguti sikunme nguti avantibe Zimbabwe bafuna nguti kumenjani elezwe. But ikunisa za uchela na it's
yeah.
But you wanna see the problem, medicine. And the problem, you know, the minority band. Yes. In minority band, it influence majority band. Kanyele. And the kind of on the PF, you find it a band. Aba controlize on the PF. Abant abasebenzisa izimali zabo, abasebenzisa amapositions zabo, ukuthi babe kuphawu, and labo bantu babadrive is on the PF. Imajority abantu ephathini babukele lanxa izinto zingahambi kuhle ephathini abaziqundisi. Kufanele ukuthi kuba nzima e-certain terms yaphunga ukukhangela ubone ukuthi esiyo ndlela umeni umhlangano uhambe ngawo.
Mm-hmm.
But abantu, they have a corner at this. You find to Kataza, one security, a show, and a low engine of fun to handle. Oh, and they're like, ayisiyo umhlangano. That's why abona abantu bekhuluma ngokuthi kube the succession. Monarch yeba the successor, not the president welizwe. President welizwe ideally kumele akhethe ku-Congress. Siyinto esihluphayo ephathini nayinto esihluphayo ebantwini beZimbabwe. And as long as sile majority yabantu abakhuluma ipolitics naleyani ukuthi sifuna ukuthi ngithabise uzibani, ngoba ufayele ukuthi abantu balamanga kakhulu bayenelisa ukuthi bethi find their way at the top. Amanga ngokukhetha i-certain conditions ezakwenza behlale bekutop. Indlela engayidiscribe ngayindlela esesibusa ngayelizwe. We are just watching, siyabona ukuthi kwenzeka la.
Sibonani uyitshayele
sibe kodwa. That's the truth, yes.
Yeah, bamba khonapho ba. So what the former mayor is saying here is, it's wrong to talk about ZANU or ZANLA structures before the 1997 Unit Accord. Period. 1987, sorry. So he says, at the end of the day, ZAPU and ZIPRA used to have their own structures. So what, this was an indirect reference to what Mr. Mahia was saying in terms of the hierarchy, ZANU-PF hierarchy. So he says, just forget about that, because there's no structure of that sort these days, because there's a unity agreement between those two parties. Secondly, he says the problem with ZANU-PF, there is a minority that is actually controlling the party. And this minority uses money to get to the top. So he says when they get to the top, they actually lie a lot, you know. When they lie a lot, they hold those positions. And he says the majority of people in ZANU-PF are just watching passively. They can't do anything. They have no money. So maybe these are issues that we can talk about. And then lastly, he talked about succession and the issue of the presidents in Zimbabwe. He says succession only happens in monarchs. And then when it comes to the ZANU-PF presidency and so forth, it's through the Congress, nothing else.
Mr. Mahia, you heard what Mr. Ndlovu said about the structures that you were talking about. What would be your response to that?
Of all that he said, I think I was hearing a bit of Ntebele because I stayed in Matabele for some time. But generally, of all what he said, I will agree with him. But I want him to understand or be educated about what was known as ZIPA. ZIPA is a structure. It is the coming together of the liberation forces during the liberation struggle. And it had a leadership of both ZANLA and ZIPRA, and they are all there. That is why I have sometimes referred to Dumiso Daringwa as my commander. And all others who are still alive, they are our commanders. Under ZIPRA, we had one military commanding structure of the Zimbabwean Revolution. That is what I want the last speaker to be informed about. So really, we respect that it is a sacred military structure that brought about independence. And if that would be followed, that will help Zimbabwe be one Zimbabwe of both people in Matabeleland, in Mashonaland, ZANLA, and ZIPRA.
Mr. Ndlovu, does that satisfy you?
Anyway, it's only that I know. You see, I don't want to go into that, though. He's talked about ZIPRA. I'm well informed, I'm well educated. I know about ZAPA, I know about ZIPRA, I know about ZIP. I don't want to go into that, but let's leave it that as it is for the time being.
Baba Ndlovu, nxa inkunzi isibone inye inkunzi ingena esibayeni yenzani? Baba Ndlovu, lwana la. Into ekhona ukuthi uthe ufuna ukukufundisa ukuthi enxa ukwazi lokho, so akusitshele wena ukuthi wena
asoze ngifundise.
So
No, I'm not teaching my own mind. You see, we know what was happening. See, I was walking the road. Now, as soon as I could, I'm going to go to the structure, say, ZIPRA. independence. We know what was happening between the forces of Zipra, the Zanda. And today, let's try and build a national
security. I see. So, but going forward, what does that mean? We are doing this in Pelo kuchuka la loko kuza lato mnyenye ndoto panzi. Kumbo mnyo mama. Akubo nukono?
Well, esinti nito nga pelo kia tula. Mshutu wa nite kuza pelo kuza lunga. Kuza lunga sega. Zengi za wante kwa nukutu kwa ntaharan. Now, I want the... Wonka mandawa kuruma ilapanya. I want everybody to see what I would call manipulative politics. I don't want to go into manipulative politics. I want to buy a little bit of manipulatory, but we don't want to buy a manipulatory year. It's a good one.
I suppose I'll call again, Lovu, see about one. Yeah, bless you.
Regatian de Guna Moyo, Mutere Rapper, Magadi Vamoy.
In the Simba Magadi,
I want to put Vamoy to people from what the Yupania Rim that run off my mind.
Yeah, and the Queen's Gua. Chiripo ndechekuti nyika yacho hapachina nyika uye zvinorwirwa nevava zvekuti vakarwa hondo havana kurwa hondo vega takarwa hondo tese nesuwa mombe zedu dzakapera tichiwabikira sadza vamwe vachirumwa nenyoka vachiwabikira sadza saka nhasi vozoti ndo vakarwa hondo vairwa vari pai vairwira mudenga here kana kuti vairwa nepovho povho ndo yaisafa ichitourawa nekurohwa nemasoja vachinzi ndimo kuviga magandanga nhasi voti ndo vanda kuramba vachitonga vega kuita rudziko akadaro. Kana vairwira povho ngavangoti munhu wese ngaasunguke kuvhota uye nyaya yekuvhota iyi inotorwadza kuti unonzi uya neproof of residence indiri mugari wemuzimbabwe chitupa vakandipa ndo vakandipa zvimalicensi ndo vakatipa mapasipoti ndo vakatipa nhasi ndonzi uya neproof of residence kuvaipa chitupa munhu asingagari munyika here bozi vazoda proof of residence yechi indakapuwa chitupa chacho munyika imomo. Saka vafani kutaura zvisina basa ngavati munhu ngave avhote nechitupa chake uye ngandisununguke kuti ndivhotere kwandinenge ndasvikira chero ndikasvikira kwamutare chero ndikasvika kubhinga ngandingovhota inyika yangu ngatitendwe kuvhota kwete kunzi haugari ikoko hauzivi vanhu ndokosaziva vanhu ndichigara munyika imomo iyo iri nyika yangu sei ngava kusununguka kwatinoda ndiko kusununguka kwokuti ngativhote tese kwete kuti unonzi hauna proof of residence. Proof of residence, kushine muna acha vhura account, mukore uno unovhura account, kukambani ipi yacho ichirwe inovhura account. Samba inonzi samba yekuchipatara bhiru rekukliniki. Kushine kliniki ichanyorera munhu bhiru here kusisina kana nechipatara chacho. Saka ngavasataure zvisina basa vanhu ngavavhote vakasununguka vese vavanoda kwete kuti vanoti akarwa hondo chete kurwa hondo munhu wese akarwa hondo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo.
Ya, ni ndinotenda.
Vamahiya hanzi simba rehove riri mumvura vanhu ndo vanga vari mumvura maivada kuti murarame munguva yehondo iyi nekudaro vakasunungukawo kuti vatungamiri
ndofunga kuda pandataura nechirungu kuda pamwe vanga vasati vaapa redhiyo yavo asi ndataura kuti ruzhinji rwevanhu rwakarasikirwa nezvinhu kureva kuti zvinhu zvakashandiswa muhondo zvanga zvisiri zvavakanga vachirwa saka zvido zvevanhu vakarasikirwa nazvo zvavakarasikirwa navo vane mvumo yokutaura zvavanoda pamusoro penyika ino ndambotaura ndichidaro isusu tiri kutaura kuti vakanga vari muhondo vacho ndisu takanga tiri kudzidzisa ndisu taa tiri kuita basa iroro pamwe chete naivo tiri chinhu chimwe chete ndozvandataura ini.
Ko pamuri kutika vamwe apa muri kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa ndo vanotora muchitaura nyaya hierarchy handipo here paakodzera kutaurnetsakumusha
manje ka taakumusha manje kana kuchinzi kunoendwa kucongress ngakugadzirwe mastructures akanaka mastructures asiri akaitwa naneg40 nezvakaitwa sei kana paina anenge abuda kucongress ikoko hapana chazvakashata chazvakashata ndezvakaitwa nanakasuku here yokuita mastructures avo kubva padistrict kusvika padenga voti ngatichiendai kucongress handiti zvinongobuda zviri zvavakatepa izvozvo zvavari kuda kuti zviitike tinofanira kuva nemastructures asina dira akarerekera kubva pasi kuenda mudenga nekuti taakumusha zvechokwadi zviri kuvanhu kuti vakoshese structure revolution zviri kwavari kana vasingadi hapana chakashata havadi havo havafaniri kumanikidzwa nokuti vanofanira kuva vachida zvavanoda ndokusunungura kwatiri kutaura ikoko kana vasingazvirespekti izvozvo zviri kwavari hazvina problem chatinongoda isu ndechekuti zvinhu zviitwe nenzira inopa vanhu veruzhinji rwevanhu mukana wekusarudza vanhu vavanoda pasina kunge zvaitwa manipulated zvazvitaurwa nomumwe mutauri nekuda kwevanhu vane mari maningi kuti panobuda maresults avanoda kukongresi ikoko. Kana vanhu vakanga vachida kusava nebasa nezvakaitwa muhondo, hapana problem, zviri kwavari.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Ramba henyu muri parunare. Gibbs.
Yei, mbuyo kwe baba Ndlovu, lokukonekisa pela. Yey, so baba Ndlovu lapha ke ngokukhuluma ngokuthi nxa sikhangela kuyakhanya ngazani abantu abanjengani liyafana nomuntu nje ogada impisi ukuthi impisi ngaveli lambe kolampisi egangeni kuthi kiti iyakuginya sibili. So alizizwa linjalo nje nxa likhangela line livela khona ngale mandebele.
Yeah, it's a revolution. Mina sedlule kuyo ama-stages lawo.
Kodwa phela ungani ligade impisi la, akunjalo?
No, angikwazi, impisi. Now, see, now, into ekhona ukuthi mina ngikhangeli njengabantu beZimbabwe. Ngikhangeli njengabantu, sikhuluma nge-revolution, abona sikhangele i-history lapho esivela khona, lokuthi siyangathi. Kulesikhathi lapho abalutshwane abacina bebona i-direction, abanye becina bengaboni i-direction. Webhayivi nokukhulumela abantu bematheleni ufanetika bese kulabanye abashisa ukuthi ababonayo ukuthi lithuba labo lokuthi labo at least babe phakathi kwezinye izinto. Thina silokhu sikhangele ukubana ngesikhathi sileli ilizwe kuyini kwakulilwa ilizwe. Lokhu sikhangele ukuthi are we achieving what we fought for? If not, where are we? What is supposed to be happening? Ikho esikukhangeleyo kathesi. But the way athi siyukuthi isteji esikiso ngibona ingani isteji ese-confusion khona elizwe. That's why I find ukuthi iparty yami ngasarani njenge-organization. I-organization ila ma-definite structures, lama-procedures. But ungabona wonke umuntu esethutshe sisimele lokho, lomunye umuntu esesimele phane sekhuluma kwakhe uthi akhangele ubona kukhona ku-constitution yikho ubona khona ukuthi lapha sesiba ne-problem.
Kuqedwa njani khonokho?
Kuqedwa ngokuthi abalutshane bonaba bazami ngamandla abo in their way ukuthi babonise abanye, hoping ukuthi as time goes abantu bazagcina be-realize abanye ukuthi ukwenzakala yisikho. Abantu akumelanga bahambe ngendlela. I-frustration yesebantu yikusizwa njengendoda ekhuluma ngokuthi ama-proof of residence amanamani ufuna ungakhangeli kufanele ezinye izinto into esebevele sivumeleni kusenza i-constitution kwephana ngento ezavunyelanayo ngama-administrative issues. But abantu sebeku-raise nge-frustration ngoba ezinye izinto ziyabe kufanele zibe khona kodwa abantu sebehlala be-suspicious ngenxa yezinto ezenzakalayo ezinye zisenziwa ngabantu abalutshwane kokushuka kwelo hlupha.
Bamba khonapho-ke baba Ndlovu. So according to Mr. Ndlovu, there's too much confusion in the country right now, even in the party. He says that so many people are saying so many things, so you don't even know at times where it's going. So he says, you know, there's need to actually fix it.
Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri wedu vaSankara. VaSankara makadi?
Aiwa, tiripo ndikana nakadiniwo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kupi kuno kuAmerica?
Ndiri kufona ndiri kuBoston.
KuBoston. Kuri sei kuBoston?
Aiwa, kuri nani. It's a good weather.
Oh, that's good. VaSankara, manzwa nyaya iri mudariro iyi.
Yes.
So,
let me start by concurring with the two callers who called before the recent one. Right now we cannot be talking about revolutionary structure when the country went through a unity agreement in 1987, we cannot be insisting on revolutionary structure on who should lead ZANU-PF or Zimbabwe. Okay, let me say at least Zimbabwe, right? Because there is no family which did not partake in revolutionary war. In Indine Hama, this is not Zimbabwe. we have to understand that revolution revolution ye ZANU kana ye ZANLA only. It was a revolution for Zimbabwe. Therefore, each of those nore wakuti mwana wese we Zimbabwe anafanira kubvumidzwa kuvotera munhu waanoda, whether munhu achakaenda kuhondo kana taana. Without casting aspersions on Mr. Mahia's integrity or reputation, I think it's clear that he's Mr. Mnangagwa's surrogate who is trying to push for him to take over after the President Mugabe. Let's say, if you look at Mzani Momom, Mnangagwa's sekeramai, at least, kana achidiwa nevanhu nevanhu veZimbabwe anofanira kubvumidzwa pasina kutaura nezverevolutionary structure. Then also tikada kuinsista nezverevolutionary structure toona kuti is very exclusionary, because revolutionary structure iripo haisi yeZimbabwe, hatidi kunyepirana. Iri revolutionary structure yeZANLA yakanga yakazara vanhu vekumafunaland, anditi zvinoreva kuti taakutobvisa vanhu vekumatebeleland vanokwanisa kunge vachitonga nyika iendere mberi. Therefore, Mr. Mahia, let's not talk about this revolutionary structure. Let's put Zimbabwe pamberi pezvinhu zvese, or at least just allow any Zimbabwean. Ndapedza, ndatenda.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sankara. Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Mr. Mahia. I think you heard what Mr. Sankara was saying there. So do you think that he has got a point there, or is just saying things out of context?
No. Mr. Sankara is saying what he thinks, and I think I must accept what he is saying, because he is Zimbabwean and that is how he would want to see things. For as long as these things is not out in Zinake, I think Isusu, we are prepared to accept what the ordinary person, even the ordinary person, is saying about what should be Zimbabwe, what kind of things should be, what structures should be. It is really up to them, because Mao veterans vakateta basa ravo. Chango tadzwa kuzviziva nechekuti ngarege kufunga kuti ma structures atikutaura ma structures tichiti isusu kunofanira kuti kunge kuchitonga vamunangagwa. That's not the idea. Ndati kana vanhu vachinge vachida kutora kukosha kwakaita political background yekwavakabva, kana vasingadi futi tinogamuchira izvozvo, asi ngatiitei zvakanaka zvinoita kuti vanhu vapinde muzvigaro nenzira dzakanaka, kwete dzekutenga. Ndozvandokuda kutaura. Mr. Sankara is right, and that is what we want. Uye anoda kuziva kuti inini ndataura kudhara kuti hapana munhu wemuZimbabwe asina kurwa hondo yechimurenga. Vanhu vakarasikirwa nehama, vakarasikirwa nepfuma. Isusu takaisawo upenyu hwedu, tikarasikirwawo nevamwe vanhu. Saka tiri part and parcel of society. Tine mvumo yokutaura zvatakambenge takabvumirana kubva pakutanga. Vanhu vounowo zvinoshanda, zvisingashandiwo siya.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tinemwe muteereri vadhayadhaya, makadi?
Makazimba here Mungoma?
Aiwa, tiri nani, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu tinzwe.
Ini Mungoma, pfungwa dzangu dziri pekuti kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi, tinotofanirwa kuvhota takasununguka, kwete zvekutungamidza mahutu zvavo zvavanoda kutiraya kuita izvi, kana kuti zvekurwira zvigaro. Ndofunga vamugave vatonga kwenguva yakareba tereki, vanhu takangonyarara, vamwe takatiza munyika, tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika tichitiza utongo hwavamugave. But iye zvino izvi vakutanga kurwisana vega vega pane chidanho chekuti tigare pasi tochuza munhu watinoda. Nyika inochuzwa, president anochuzwa nevanhu, kwete nepati. Pati ndeyavo, asi vanhu visu tinochuza president anotonga munhu wese wenyika, kusanganisa mbudzi, mombe nechii nechii. Saka iye zvino izvi munoona kuti kurwisana kwavakuita muZimbabwe ka wada ukitoita futi hondo. Tine hama dzakakuita kuhondo izvozvo, vamwe vasina kutodzoka zvachose. Tofunga vamahiyavo kana vari munhu akarwa hondo chaikaoka ngavateerere zvandiri kutaura. Vanhu vakarwa hondo vabereki navana muzvibha navana tete, iye zvinozvo vamwe vacho hakusisina, vamwe vakatotsakatisa, vamwe havana kudzoka. Inini kana zvichitoita ndimenshoni, vamwe hama dzangu dzisina kudzoka, asi hazvichandibatsira kuti ndikuudzei kuti ine hama dzakawanda sezvisina kudzoka kuhondo. Iye zvinozvi neumwomwe hama yangu chaikaiyo anondisiyira inini zamo inini pandiripo panapa ari kushupika, ari kutopfeka zvigamba, asi munhu akarwa hondo akaenda kwemakore akadzoka. Asi iye zvinozvi ari mwedzi muovheti, mari yacho akaenda kubhenga atambiri, ini ndindi kutomusapota. Taka ini ndoto na ndoto tika kutinyika yari iwe zakanaka na kaka. Ma opposition party nga wabata ani tongo chuza munu wani watinona anokwanisa kutibisa mmadaka wedu woye. Tatambura ngoma. Ndikango tanguwa mahiaka kala muri munu makari wa hondo chayo chayo mgoma kama. Kala ipasi ni mawo veta ya mua batire ama zeni jiru kushubika mgoma. Kwa mwarupe kajigamba wa mumu kaina kumaruzeva kwa mnoto na uti unoto nyara uti kunuchua ndiye munakari wa hondele.
Tinote nda skuru wa daya daya. Reka ititore wa mwatere. Tinote nda skuru ni upina mchino kwa chedu. What daya daya was saying there is that he does not agree with some of the remarks that Mr. Mahia made, and he's saying that some more veterans are actually suffering. It appears there's no democracy at all in Zimbabwe, Gibbs.
Yes, lomnumzana ke ukhosa Chuma ecingweni lapha baba Chuma. Kunjani?
Ngiyabonga kunjani mhlonishwa.
Hayi siphilile kakhulu. Kunjani eGoli? Kunjani kona?
Hayi iGoli lihle lisiphethe kahle nje ngempela. Ize nje mhlawumbe nalapha kithi silokhu sithemba ukuthi kungalunga. Kodwa ke esilokhu sibona njalo nje lokhu kuyaqhubeka ukungalungi kwempilo zethu okuyikuthi kuze inkinga ezakhandwa ngamasibomo.
Yeah. Yeah, so udaba lweZimbabwe lolu ulibona njani ukuthi kubandla lezanu PF ngani sokulokulisana sibili? Kuyakhanjwa these days.
Ukulwisana okukhona phakathi kwebandla leZanu-PF uzokhumbula ukuthi ibandla leZanu-PF asigiki ukuthi ngelinye elalwela inkululeko yalapho kulelo lizwe lakithi. Kodwa-ke inkinga esisuke sibe nayo ukuthi bona basuke bazifaka phambili. Ekuzifakeni phambili abantu bonke abangabalweli benkululeko bayashuka kuzokufikelela namhlanje. Okuyikuthi thina umubuka nje ake sithi mhlawumbe abanye amazwe njengamanje balwela inkululeko yabantu bathi bona bakhala ngama-white monopoly ekubeni kithi njengamanje thina sikhala nge-black monopoly. Okuyikuthi-ke ma usubuka ama-wavet nengane zabo abakakutholi namanje ukukhululeka nokuthula. Yebo, singavuma ukuthi njengamanje siye sezwa ngiyangangabheka kwesinye isikhathi namhlanje kukhona la ama-mdlulu Christ obethi khona umgabe kumele ukuthi a-appointe i-successor. Kutho ukuthi-ke uma ngabe kuwukuthi uya-appointa right, thina-ke ilungelo lethu loku-appointa likuphi? Ngoba sonke isikhathi kuzothiwa upresident kumele, asazi ukuthi kuzoze kube nini, ngoba ama-wavethi ngicabanga ukuthi iy'mpilo zethu zonke zimi lapho njengamanje. Angeke kwenze ngoba namanje noma kungaba ne-opposition, remember in Africa ukuthi i-liberation any liberation movement has to be in power. Right. Leyo system abayi-adoptayo bazitshela vele ukuthi nakanjani angeke kuze kwenze ukuthi kubuse abantu abangazange baya empini noma mhlawumbe abaliberate izwe. Okay, asinikezwe.
Qedisa baba, qedisa.
Bengithi asinikezwe nathi singabahlali, singabahlali noma mhlawumbe abanini balo lelo lizwe isikhathi sokuthi sibekwe wethu umbono. Ngoba ukusokola kwethu nokuhlupheka kwethu bona abantu bonke begcwele emazweni benye ku-about ama-war veterans ne-ruling party. Iminyaka ewu-38 is not a joke abantu behlupheka besokola. Amaqiniso siwakhuluma noma kuyikuthi kuthiwa khona ihulumeni. Ngake ngathi ngelinye usuku uma ufuna ukwazi ukuthi umbono wabantu nomfilo kahle, impilo kahle yabantu injani, umuntu loyo angarely nge-media covering, ka-rely kwi-information ayithole down on the ground. Lapho esingathi khona lapho down on the ground ungalandi umuntu njengamanje osemathebeleleni onguyena naye osokolayo noma o-marginalize noma i-youth elingasebenzi njengami kumanje. Mina ngingcono ngoba ngisegoli njengamanje, okuyikuthi nami ikhona lapho
kodwa-ke
laba abale phansi ababulawelwa abazali nanamhlanje ngikhuluma akanayo i-birth certificate, okuthiwa i-birth certificate, akafundanga nokufunda. Abanye abantwana bamawovethi bafana nami bayahlupheka nabo.
Yeah,
ukuthi sizolalela bona besithathela izinqumo bebabili noma mhlawumbe ngike ngithi bayishumi lambili nje kuphela noma ngithi 26 which is akusizi ngalutho.
Awubonike khosa manje isikhathi isikhathi dumza. So next time ngathi nzayenzani? Uyaba ngokuqala. Next time ngokuqala.
Yebo mhlonishwa.
Kodwa abadala bathi indlamuva yini?
Inkosi.
Uyenze njalo baba, ngibonga kakhulu, eh?
Yebo mhlonishwa, ngiyabo.
Yes, ngibonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Khoza. Mm-hmm. You know, he's saying that 37 years of independence where there's nothing in it. It's so mm-hmm. painful, you know? And he says, you know, people should have a right to actually be elected presidents themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. Not that somebody went and fought the war, you know, in the bushes. Mm-hmm. Then you are the only one who is entitled to be a president. He says, no, that's not the case. Democracy doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's go back to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, there is indeed a crisis in ZANU-PF, though Mr. Ndlovu said people might be exaggerating it. How is this going to end? Some people that I talked to today were saying that they are afraid that there might actually be bloodshed. This is how some Zimbabweans are terrified by the goings on, because Mr. Mugabe has been in power since 1980, and most Zimbabweans have not known any other leader except him. And they are saying what is happening now is really scary.
Yeah, what I cannot tell Zimbabweans to be an expert in foretelling the future as to what will happen as a result of these misunderstandings in the ruling party. I don't know what is going to happen, but what I think Zimbabweans need to do is to sit down, look at their problems, different as they are, and then come up with a political prescription that will enable Zimbabwe to become a country that is responsible of its citizens with a good governance. That is what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mr. Ndlovu, maybe people may say, you know, war veterans and all these people have failed. ZANU-PF has done nothing for them. Now it's time for people like Nkosana Moyo. Independence, people who are just coming from nowhere, right?
Yes.
So don't you think that's the case? People will say ZANU-PF has failed, all veterans have failed, yeah, you know, failed them. So now is the chance for people like Nkosana Moyo maybe to actually redeem Zimbabwe somehow, you know?
No, you see, the people, when we talk about people, ZANU-PF, they are people. Mm. Nkosana Moyo, I don't know if he is people. Now, it's people who have failed, because it's people who elect whosoever is the leader.
Mm.
So there's no way we can say we have that leader and people. That's why we're talking about political emancipation. So it's the people of Zimbabwe who are going to elect who they believe is going to be their leader, whether it's Nkosana Moyo, whether it's whosoever is going to be elected. People will elect. But now the problem is that when you talk about people, you see, you go in the ZANU-PF. You got to use a classism. Whether we want it or not, now it's class struggle ikona. Now, that's why I want to go on to ask you, which class of people is leading whom? Because about to Vera was made with David before independence, they are still like that. After independence, they are still like that. People were fighting for their own individual or class needs, and which can just reflect which class is ruling.
Thank you, Mr. Love.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. David Ndlovu, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and Mr. Douglas Mahia, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and also, of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Don't forget to follow our pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. That is Facebook. So, let's meet there. Bye-bye.